Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Timura Daf Yud Beis Timura 12, and on the Mishnah, and Yud Beis Amidal, for Mishnah is going to basically do a survey of Shas and give several examples because they all connect in one way or another. They have a similarity with the law about Timura, which is a subject of our Masechta, a subject of our tractate, which is whether or not the laws of an animal that was consecrated and then it wants to be exchanged for another animal. So the first background, so basically it's our mission is like a survey of Shas, and the first law is relates to an admixture which contains truma. That's biblically speaking, if there's something that's prohibited which is combined with something that is permitted, then it's going to be nullified in a majority, and then the prohibition is disappears halachically. However, the sages made a decree about certain things that they don't get nullified in a majority, and one of those things is truma, that a truma is not nullified in a majority of chulin unless the chulin has 100 times the truma. So for example, if one seah of truma falls into 100 seah of chulin, then the truma is going to be nullified and become chulin, and then the non-kohanim can eat it. So says our Mishnah in the first case, ena meduma medameya elafi cheshbon, that the meduma is the admixture of truma that fell into chulin, but let's say that from that mixture which fell in, it then falls into another category, so then we're going to say it's only going to be measured according to its calculation. What does this mean? So the way Rashi explained it as an example, for example, if the mixture of truma that falls into chulin was for example 23 seah of 23rd ratio, and then we're going to say under those circumstances, if we see that since it was 1/23rd, that initial mixture was prohibited. And from this initial mixture, where it was 1/23rd, if it fell into another, something from there fell into another mixture of chulin, and so that truma, which was 1/23rd, falls into something else, we don't look at the initial mixture that falls into the second batch of chulin. We don't view it as though it was entirely truma, but we just view it as though it was 1/23rd truma. And so therefore, you don't need 100 times the amount that, but you just need the difference between 100 and 23 in order to nullify it. So that's what our first law of our Mishnah is. Eina meduma medameya elafi cheshbon. And the second law is similar, is eina hamechumotz mechametz elafi cheshbon. So this is also a similar law about dealing with mixtures, that generally speaking, we say that the mixture is nullified in a majority. However, if it relates to yeast, then we're going to say that it's not going to be nullified even if it's greater than 100 times, because the yeast is effective even in small amounts. However, the case here is that let's say something from that mixture which was made by yeast, the truma then falls into another batch of chulin, then we say that we don't view that unless the entire mixture was able to be nullified by that truma that falls in, then we're not going to view it as a disqualifying yeast, that it has to reach that amount. So if it would have been able to nullify the entire mixture on its own, if it would have been able to actualize it and ferment it on its own, then it would be a problem. But if there wouldn't be enough for it to do it on its own, we're not going to view it as disqualifying it. The third category in our Mishnah refers to a mikvah, ena mayim she'uvim, which is, in order for it to be a kosher mikvah, if it's rainwater, it cannot be water that was in a utensil, it can't be drawn water. But it says our Mishnah, ein mayim she'uvim posan as a mikvah elofi cheshbon, it's only going to disqualify it according to the calculation. This is something we're going to leave for now because our Gemara discusses it. The next category is Ein Mechatos. Mechatos refers to the water that was mixed with the ashes of the red heifer which acts as a purifying agent. Ein Mechatos Nas and Mechatos Elam Immatan Matan Efer. So our Mishnah is teaching us that the mixture of the red heifer does not become this category of red heifer's ashes unless the ashes were placed in it, meaning to say that only if the ashes were placed into the mayim chaim, the spring water, after the water was already there in the utensil, then it's going to be considered to be the mechatos. But if you first place the ashes in the utensil and only then afterwards you place the water upon them, then they're not going to be effective, because it's only effective if the water was in the utensil and the ashes were placed upon them. The next category is the law of Beis HaPras, and that our sages made a decree that if there was a grave in a field and then that grave became plowed over, then we say that since a grave transmits tumma, that we're going to say that whole area of that field, we're going to assume that the body parts of the body have perhaps gone around the field, and so therefore the earth of that field is going to become prohibited and transmit tumma until 100 amma. So, however, ein beis pras oseh beis pras, but we say that is limited to 100 amma, and it doesn't extend beyond that. And the next case is ein truma achar truma. The next case of our Mishnah is that if you take a secondary truma after you took initial truma from the fruit, that doesn't work. And so that the secondary truma is not going to be considered to have the law of truma. And finally, we get up to the case of our Mishnah, which relates to our tractate, ein Tamura ose tamura, v'lo'avlad ose tamura, that if you do an exchange, you have one animal that's sanctified, and then you transfer it onto another animal, that's called a tamura. But if from the second animal you try and transfer into a third animal, our Mishnah says that does not work. It's not considered a tamura, and also the offspring of the sacred animal can also not make a tamura. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says, Havlad ose tamura, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. He says the offspring can make a tamura. And the sages said, Amruel, the sages said to him, Hektish ose tamura, Ve'ein Havlad ose tamura. The sages say only something that's sanctified on its own is capable of making a tamura, but the offspring cannot. So this Mishnah, we have basically surveyed a lot of the sugyos throughout Shas, and it's a Shas Mishnah.